Good morning. My guest this morning is Kevin Monroe from the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Roland. Great to see you again.
Good to see you, too. World Wetlands Day coming up on February 2nd.
Yeah.
And lots of stuff happening at the Laguna Foundation.
Yeah, and it's such an exciting day. It's wonderful that there's a global day to celebrate wetlands. You know, without wetlands, a lot of our farmland wouldn't exist. It's some of the richest soils in the world. Wetlands are huge filters, so they mean clean drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
And they protect our port cities. Seattle, Portland, San Francisco.
Yes.
Think of New York City, New Orleans. Most of the biggest cities in the world are located on coasts protected by wetlands. And we do have some things that we're doing on that day to help celebrate World Wetlands Day. We have a kayaking trip to go out into the Laguna wetlands. It's actually full already with a wait list. But we have some other fantastic programs and events. We have several evening programs talking about the wetlands and how they're connected to the fires, how they help clean and filter the water from all those pollutants connected to the fires.
Uh-huh.
And then we also just have some really fun programs that involve basket weaving and using colored pencils to capture natural scenes. So there's a lot going on there. And part of what makes this all so exciting is that World Wetlands Day is also celebrating the Ramsar Convention of Wetlands, which is an international convention started in 1971 to recognize wetlands of international importance.
That far back, boy, that's great.
It's over 40 years, and it includes the Laguna wetlands. Alongside wetlands from Asia and Africa and Europe, it includes us as one of the internationally recognized wetlands.
Terrific.
Yeah.
What is the state of the wetlands these days? How do you feel about it?
Sure. I would say that I feel like we're about halfway to restoring the wetlands to a swimmable, fishable state. In the 70s, the wetlands here in the Laguna area were declared devoid of life by the EPA because they were so toxic. Devoid of life. We're much better than that. Now there are some salmon in the Laguna wetlands, the otters, kingfishers, dragonflies are back, but we're still impaired because of water quality issues. So we're about halfway there.
Well, has the fire and its aftermath set you back in any way, damaged the wetlands in
any way?
That's
a great question. You know, wetlands act as a huge filter, and a lot of the ash and erosion connected with the fires is being filtered by the Laguna wetlands. As long as we do our best to keep the streams and the Laguna channel itself healthy and strong and functioning, it will be able to process all of that from the fires.
I also notice here on your press release that the theme for World Wetlands Day this year is Wetlands for a Sustainable Urban Future. Urban wetlands making cities livable. That's very interesting. I've not seen that before.
It's such a smart and important connection. We often think of wetlands as something out in the countryside or in some wildlife sanctuary. But as I said earlier, without wetlands, we would not have New Orleans or Manhattan or San Francisco.
That's right.
Wetlands protect those cities from flooding and being underwater. So connecting wetlands to our urban environments is smart and makes sense.
I just saw someone on TV today who is the former president of one of the Pacific Island nations. They're afraid they're going to lose their country, the whole country, because the height of their country is 2 meters.
Yeah, the whole effect of global climate change on communities that live on coastlines, of course, is huge. And one of the best ways to protect those communities is through healthy, restored, large wetlands.
Very good. Kevin, thank you very much for coming in. And once again, thanks for what you do. I lived on the Laguna for 22 years, and I love it.
Well, you're very welcome, and thank you and KRCB for being such a good partner.
Okay. And you folks out there, for more information, contact Maggie Hart, who is the outreach coordinator of the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation, 527-9277, extension 100. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.